Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. 7:05. The... Gosh, the 6th. Well, that's the wrong date. I've got a wrong calendar.
It's the 3rd of January.
It's the 3rd of January. Where's my calendar?
Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I survived the New Year. Anyway, it's our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year. I hope that all of you are starting off your New Year in the way that you want to go. And speaking of ways we want to go, here's Bad Bomb.
And good morning, sir.
And how is it, Bad Bomb?
I figure it'll be about March before I stop writing 2010 on the documents.
You know, at least you've got documents there you can write on. It's, you know, does that mean if I write 2010 on your checks, will he still take them?
I imagine the bank has seen that one before.
You think so? I know something else the bank has seen, and here she is, Linda.
Thanks a lot. I'm not sure that's a great segue for you to introduce me the first of the year.
The bank. I mean, the bank.
Okay, back up.
Okay.
Okay, so say it over.
I'm sure that the bank has seen this lovely lady because she's the one that takes care of our banking needs. How about that?
That was a little nicer. Oh, gosh. You have to laugh because, you know, we did celebrate our anniversary on the 1st of January, and we're going to share with you we had huge adventures, absolutely wonderful, huge adventures. Currently 31 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny with a high of 54. Tonight is going to be will be patchy frost after 10 p.m. I understand why we were up in the snow that on New Year's Eve you did experience a white Christmas, which was really cool. I heard, from Jimbo across the way that the Lou White Band was playing White Christmas at about 11 o'clock and they opened the curtains up at the Elks Club and there was snow, but we were really in about 2 or 3 feet of snow, and it was just fabulous up outside of Weed. Great time was had by all. Appreciate that. I want to say that on this day in history, when we talk about those were the days.
Wait a minute. Oh, we just out in the snow. That was what you just said?
Well,
we're out in the snow and we had great adventures. Is that what you just said?
I said that's what
okay.
I said.
If you, I hate to start the year off with a story. But if you remember a year or so ago, Linda and I were involved in a stock car race. We had a truck that was built by RC and Judith. And they, RJ and Judith, Edith Johnson. And they built us a truck. And that truck was to race and to raise money for the veterans. Well, RJ and Edith were right there. Linda bought us our racing suits. They were red racing suits. And we looked like popsicles. Everybody else we were racing against had torn off sweatshirts. They did the body work with chainsaws. They were coming from places we've never heard of. And then we found out there was a $1,000 first prize. Let me tell you what happens if there's a $1,000 first prize. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, Linda had to ride 100 laps sitting next to me strapped in there as we were playing bump and run around the racetrack at Anderson.
75 miles an hour.
75 miles an hour, down the straightaway, three abreast. Get to the curve, it's banging and pushing. At the end of the race, which we didn't win, but we did finish, bent but not broken.
But you got wrinkled
but not perturbed. We got out, we won the best looking truck in the show. And Linda, as she walked back to our truck, turned to me and said, "You never said thank you." I was terrified. I'll get even. I don't care how long it takes. All right. Now, up in the mountains by ourselves, six or seven other people, on snowmobiles, Linda paid me back. She paid me back, Bad Bob. I owe her nothing. I was sitting behind her as she was doing about 45 miles an hour in a snowmobile, bouncing around the back. The only thing you can hang on is those little side things. I was doing. Have you ever seen dirt bikes are going way in the air and the guy hangs onto the handlebars and he calls it the Superman?
Yeah.
Yes, I was doing the Superman half the time. The other time it looked like I was doing the pommel horse in the Olympic events, going from one side to the other as she's going up in the air, coming down, and there is no suspension in the back. I have no lower back this morning.
You who have faced the bad guys firing live rounds at you, found terror in the snow.
Oh, there was. I mean, it finally to the point where she leaped and went sideways, and then we landed, and I screamed for her to stop. I screamed like a little girl and said, stop, stop, just let me get my breath back. Get off this thing and go to the bathroom. Then got back on, and off she went again.
Well,
there was only one speed on that, isn't there?
We went fast. I know. Well, no, that's not true. You can go slow, but it just it was annoying to go slow and loud.
She could hear me then.
I'm running the noise.
She could hear me screaming behind her if you went slow.
Okay, let's bring it back to the fact that we were on a snowmobile for almost 5 hours.
We were
in treacherous, the second part of where we went, really, when I got on the front of the bike, because Carl started off at the front. When I got in the back, and I was really surprised, he gave it up, and he let me drive it. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And then he started to scream at me, so I got off, and I said, forget it, I have my fix. And he said, oh, no, I won't say anything, get back on. So we get back on, only to know that we were in the treacherous side of the mountain. We got up where we thought a whiteout was going to happen, and all four or five people we were with got stuck in the snow.
And let's talk about
drifts.
Bill and Vicky. Bill discovered at that point that his snowmobile cannot be turned like a dirt bike and slide. What it does, it goes straight off the road, goes into 6 feet of snow. He comes back off it, and he's stuck in the snow with his feet up in the air. We had to get him out first.
Anyway, so a good time was had. Snowmobiling.
Anyway, a shout out to Bill and Vicky. I know they're listening this morning.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Great time. Hey, look, we do have to take a break.
We're going to come back, and you know what? At 7:30, we have, of course, our segment with Enjoy. We're looking forward to what's happening in their magazine this morning. And then we have Silas Lyons at 8 o'clock. Until then, we're going to be covering a bunch of stuff here locally and nationally. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Good morning and a Happy New Year.
Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. January the 3rd, 2011. How could that happen already? Gee, it just seems like last week it was last year, Bad Bob. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR 1460. You can get us on your computer, and you also can chat with us, too. You just need to jump in there. And thanks a lot there, JDR Smiles. Screaming like a little girl in distress didn't work at all.
No idea.
Ah, it does. Yeah, well, I'm not the only one that was.
It was real. It was very brave, very brave. And I have to say that I laughed so hard. I mean, I really laughed so hard. That whole hill, I laughed. But it was, like I said, when we got up on the backside of the hill, this snowmobile wasn't really a snowmobile park, first of all. These were the forest roads. And, I mean, there was no safety anything besides a helmet.
You know, Mike Michalak, our good friend who has the fly shop, is out there riding in a Santa suit. And so everybody got separated. We go up and we find somebody and said, hey, did you see somebody in a Santa suit? And they all pointed in the same direction. So we figured that was him.
There's probably just about 20 people up on the hill snowmobiling. And like I said, we've never been before, so it's not a snowmobile park.
Okay, although, so you didn't go to Chuck Vest Snowmobile Park.
We went up to Deer Mountain.
Deer Mountain Snowmobile Park. There's a nice little parking lot there. That's where they're going to hold the dog races in 3 weeks.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, you know, the fact is that it was our first time. We had a great time. Thanks a lot, Mike, Bertha. What a great place you all have.
It was so fun.
Yep. And we met a lot of nice people, and Everybody was helpful.
Oh, and I went trap shooting. Is it skeet or trap?
Trap.
Got the bruise on my arm to prove it, but it was so much fun. I think that I can understand why people like to do that as a sport.
No, you did. It's because you did real well. Things that you do well, you like to continue on. Okay. This week we've got, like we said, Enjoy Magazine. Then Silas Lyons is coming in right after that. We're going to talk about future of papers and record searchlight and the printed media. This week we have Police Chief Peter Hansen. We have Francie Sullivan's coming in this week to talk about what she sees as this year in this future. We're going to have one of our newest shows. And today, at 12 noon, we launch our first community radio spot at 12 noon.
Alana Burke is going to be kicking off.
That's right.
Daily show at 12 o'clock, so make sure you tune in and listen. You can always hear Alana's show and all other shows on KGNR 1460. And, you can stream it.
And then followed by, of course, Laura Ingram. And Michael Savage is still romping and rolling. Tom Sullivan. And then Mike Gallagher taking Dr. Laura's place. As you know, Dr. Laura left. We did a lot of research. We talked to a lot of people. Everybody got to listen to him. He looks like he's going to be a solid guy, a solid performer, and we urge you to listen to him. And he is—he's taken the place of many of the other talk show hosts in the nation. He's been on Fox. He's been on a number of the other shows as guest host. He's got a good attitude. He's got—he doesn't take things too seriously. And of course, we still have Phil Hendry, who. You either love Phil Hendry or you don't listen to him. A lot of people love him, obviously, around here. And, of course, our news in the morning, and then 6 to 7, Jim Brewer.
If I'm not mistaken, today's the day that the governor does officially take his sworn-in seat.
Goodbye, yes.
This is it.
Arnold did his goodbye.
So now this is Jerry. I don't understand. I understand that Arnold said he may go back to the movies. Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe you should, Arnold. You know, we've got a better chance of having things come out well in that than you ought to do it, you know, as a governor. And Jerry, here you go. You've got the lieutenant governor. You've got everybody that could be elected as a Democrat is a Democrat. You've got the assembly and the Senate. You should be able to fix this. You should be able to, like, you know, cut those taxes and cut all those payments that are going out. Take care, you know, shut the border down. Get rid of the drug problem. You've got it all. I can't wait to see what happens first. We've got to take a quick break here. We come back, we've got weather, news, and a lot of things going on. Other people are taking their places today, too. New district attorney, Steve Carlton, stepping in. He's got a few things to say. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Yes, everybody can hear it's 40, Carl.
It is 40.
He's relaxed.
It's 40.
I'll tell you what.
Hell, I don't even know what day it is.
I'll tell you.
Monday.
Good morning, 7:23. It is the 3rd of January, and currently you're looking at 31 degrees outside.
I suffered cranial damage when I was riding behind you on a...
You're happy. I'm glad it got all that arminess out of you. So, going to be high today, 54, sunny, beautiful day here. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Also, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, where we love to go to Espresso Joe's. I think we're going to head over there today.
Yeah. You know, we also the finest walk-in humidor in the state and the people. You know, Joe and Shelley take care of our citizens here and take care of the veterans. The women that work there also at Tobacco and Brew are just really sweethearts and very knowledgeable and very, you know, they're just good people to work with. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, also today, like you said, Steve Carlton is now taking over as Shasta County District Attorney. Now, that was a rough, you talk about a rough election. Judge Molly Bigelow, who is Shasta County, now Shasta County presiding judge, will not be presiding over any cases that her uncle, District Attorney Stephen Carlton, files. She's going to switch over to the juvenile dependency and family law cases, and she's switching with another judge. Carlton has stated that that Benito, the outgoing Shasta County District Attorney, Jerry Benito, has failed to help him in his transition. So I guess they're still whacking at each other all the way in and out. And he's bringing in Josh Lowry, and Brian Popkis will be joining Carlton. Lowry's supposed to run the office budget, and Popkis will be overseeing major prosecutions. Both will trial cases. Now, will try cases, I should say. Josh Lowry was the one that was running it first against Jerry Benito. And, in fact, I met Josh through another person and said he was running and wanted an endorsement, and you know we don't do endorsements here, not for local elections. We don't do endorsements. We figure that they're all our fellow citizens. We're not going to endorse anybody. When you get out beyond here, beyond the county, of course we will jump in with both feet and start swinging. Josh decided not to run, and then Steve Carlton came in. Anyway, we now have a new district attorney, and he did say that he would review immediately review the Anna Martinez case, but that he didn't say he would reopen it. And this man is speaking the truth. From the first time he was on this show, and he was on the show three or four times, and that we've seen him, not once did he ever say he would reopen the Martinez case. The only thing he said he would do is review it. So I hope people out there are not believing that there's going to be an automatic trial over this. Because I don't think there will be. I think that they'll review the case and they'll find that perhaps that the right decision was made. Yeah, it's hard to say.
This day in 1959, what happened to Alaska?
Sarah Palin saw Russia.
From a rooftop.
Alaska ended the United States of America. And, of course, the capital, Juneau, and the bird, Willow Point Flower, got forgot-me-not nicknamed the Last Frontier. Also, on this day in 1938, the March of Dimes was established by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The president at that time also had polio. So the organization was originally called the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. And in case people wonder, what's March of Dimes really all about? Well, it's turned its attention to conquering the largest killer and crippler of children, the mental and physical problems that are present at birth. So the March of Dimes was created this day in 1938.
Remember the little cardboard things that used to be at cash registers where you could slip little dimes,
yes.
little dimes in the slot?
Yes.
Don't see those anymore because I think people were stealing them.
Just like mailboxes. I mean, you hardly see mailboxes anymore, maybe in front of, not on the corners like they used to be. But going back to that, you now and then we'll see a plastic bottle, but it's usually taped down or nailed down, unfortunately. But anyway, positive note, the March of Dimes began on this day in 1938.
That's great. Hey, you know, two things. In the record search late, and we're going to have Silas in here later today. It looks like OxyContin, as we all know, and crimes are soaring with OxyContin. The amount of cocaine seized between 2009 and 2010 dropped tremendously. The amount of processed marijuana seized dropped. But you know why that was? Because everybody had a recommendation. Hey, I've got a recommendation. Don't touch my staff, bro. The OxyContin tablets seized, however, went from 119 to 1,250. Ecstasy tablets seized 351 to 1,016. Arrests dropped. And the amount of personal property seized went up quite a bit. And cash seized stayed about the same, $2.3 million. This is going to be a great subject to talk to with Peter Hansen, and he's in here this week. And then when the sheriff comes along, we'll be talking to him about it, too. It's kind of indicative of what's going on here. One of the things that the DA wants to do is stop making possession of meth a felony. He wants to...
Of meth?
I'm sorry. Did I say that? Did I say meth?
Yes, you did. You shocked the daylights out of me.
Did I say meth? I think I read in there that he said that he wants to stop making it an automatic felony. So let me go back and check
revisit
my figures.
That.
Let me go back and revisit that. But we're going to take a break here for the news. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is January the 3rd, 2011. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Shasta, Redding, North State, we're ready. KCNR 1460 is the way we are streaming, and we can chat on the same channel. In fact, the chatters are out. They're talking about it's going to be clear this week. They're getting their swimsuits out. They're going to the pond's edge. They're putting their fingers in. They're running back. Anyway, Bob, wait a minute. First, before we start, Bob, you have something to read to the world.
This, according to Reading.com News today, dated the 1st, quote, for instance, Carlton said, Benito's office charged all methamphetamine cases as felonies, no matter the circumstances.
That is going to change, Carlton said, adding that deputy district attorneys also will be given more discretion in how cases are filed. End of quote.
I know, Bad Bob, you thought I had lost my mind and I was just pulling that out of the thin air. Not me.
You know, we do need a little, what's that stuff that you spray on so you get rid of the squeaks? I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, it's,
WD-40.
Part of us has kind of like left it there because it's kind of the squeaky floor, the wooden floor that you walk through and you say, hey, that's got some good bones. But anyway, this morning is one of my favorite segments of the entire month, and that's because it's my favorite magazine ever that is going on, that I've ever looked at, that I get excited about, and that is Enjoy Magazine. And this morning we have, of course, with us Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's a couple days late, but.
And so the segment of this, or the title of Enjoy Magazine this month is Changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
January. New Year.
New you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities to make changes to anything, really.
And there are a few changes in the magazine.
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting to. But the reality is changes is probably a softer approach than resolution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution sounds like strict, restrictive. So changes is, I'm making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move my furniture over there.
Yeah.
You know?
Could be.
So tell us about what's going on with, why don't you guys shoot? This is your segment of the show. So what's going on?
Well, changes. We've been doing this for a while now, and as anything, even us as an organization are making changes, and the magazine is continuing to evolve when we are freshening it up, and those will come over the entire year, but to start, one of the first things that we've changed is we no longer have a contributor page. As we know, this magazine is completely brought to Northern California by its readers and its contributors and its advertisers. And so when we look at the structure of the magazine, everything in there is associated to a cost. And so our most important thing is to bring stories and fill the magazine with content. So that page, though it was very nice and highlighted our contributors, it still was a page taking space that could have been used for a story. And then, really, it was driven by our reader saying that they would like to associate the story better with the contributor, make it easier than having to flip back to the contributor after they read it up at the name at the headline. So what we've done is we've eliminated the page, and we actually have the contributor and their photo and bio at the end of the story. So that's a significant change, and I think people are really going to like it, because then you read the story, and at the end you know who did it, you get to see them, and there aren't any questions in regards to who did that story. You don't have to flip back to see what they look like.
That's great.
Yeah.
Another change.
We have a number of questions coming down over the chat room about the store, so it's turn to get
okay.
to the store to,
okay.
yeah. about that.
Awesome.
We have a letters to the editor page now, which we have never done, and we get a lot of letters. So we thought it would be nice to include some of these. We usually have the testimonial page on the back. People have written testimonials, but we also think that because we get so many letters to the editor, we thought we should include them in the magazine. So we have that now.
You keep those letters coming, because
yes.
they are the life source to our business and what we do. And it's we so appreciate them.
We love ideas. If you have a story idea or anything, you can send it our way, and you know, sometimes we can oblige, sometimes we can't, but but yeah.
Well, some of the questions that have come in, they love going to the Derm store and then coming over to the Enjoy store.
Mm-hmm.
So
we quite see a frequent trend. We see people coming into the store with a Derm bag,
right.
or it's a Vitner's bag. So this holiday season, it was a great thing because we had gift crates that we were building. And, of course, we don't carry wines. And so they would go to Vitner's and get a bottle mm-hmm. of wine and bring it to the store. And then we would assemble a gift crate, and they'd put the wine in it. So there was a really great camaraderie between, the businesses on the corner that we're at.
One of the comments is that I got some great wood ballpoint pens there for Christmas gifts and pottery, et cetera. Next question comes in from another listener. All local stuff? Yes, and Massey Janes from Chico has nut products there now. Yes, all local. So there's interacting with people coming mm-hmm. in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a new product, perhaps, that's in that we...
As you just mentioned, Massey Janes
right.
is one of the newer products that we started carrying. They're out of Chico. We have a brand new barbecue sauce called 9S that's out of Fall River, and I will bring you some because I think everybody needs to try it. We got our first shipment in, and I swear 45 minutes later we sold through the entire shipment.
Gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and I just want to let you guys know that we wore those alpaca socks the entire time we were gone.
Yeah, in the snow?
Phenomenal. Absolutely. We'll be right back with the folks from Enjoy. This is Carla Nabot, KCNR 1460.
Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. It's January 3rd, 2011. I'm going to keep saying it enough so that even I remember it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crystal Air. Crystal Air's website is at www.crystalair.info. And did you know that the federal government is offering Americans a 30% tax credit? That's a tax credit, not a deduction, on Geo Exchange heating and air conditioning installation. A 30% tax credit on the whole job with no cap. To find out more, give Crystal Air a call at 530-623-1000. That's 530-623-1000. Our guest today from Enjoy Magazine.
Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And we're talking about what's happening in the January issue of Enjoy Magazine. Also, we are getting a request from the chat room about the hours of the store.
Yes, the hours of the store right now are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. And we make exceptions because it's small and a boutique. Sometimes for specific events like the parade, we stay open later. Quite often Monday, even though that's a day that we're not typically open, if we are staffed and since our offices are there as well, we will have the door open and you're free to come in, just if the door is unlocked. But our standard hours, again, are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, we like to do the first Monday of each month with a half hour dedicated to you talking about what's happening this month in Enjoy. What one when somebody picks up the magazine they can find that's interesting. I mean, everything is beautiful and it's interesting. But talk to us about another interesting article that's come out.
Well, as the name says on the front of the magazine, Changes. I think the first actual story in the magazine is called Changes, or Cha-Cha Changes. A little hint back to David Bowie there, which I love. And by the way, I love the music when we come back from commercial. It brings me back somewhere every single time. So this is just a real simple story, just an easy read about changes. And it's really just about how we go through life thinking that this is something that we may want to be growing up, and we may become that. And then all of a sudden something happens in our life that changes our course, and we make a small or significant change in life and go off and do something completely different. And it could be completely passion-based or tragedy-based or, a variety of things. So it's just a real simple article that talks about, a couple people here in town that have made those changes, just life changes because of something or a circumstance in their life. So it's
inspirational.
Nice, yeah, mm-hmm. It's very inspirational.
Start off the year with an inspirational, change because.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else do we have?
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but there's pedicab tours at Turtle Bay, Sundial Bridge. And they look like a lot of fun. I haven't been on one yet, but it's a couple people who will take you on a pedicab, and you can go on the river trail. And I think it's a really great idea for people who just can't walk the river trail. Maybe you're older, or maybe you have some kind of
physical injury
or something, but it's such a beautiful tour, a trail, and a great way to see it is on the pedicab.
Yeah, and I've seen actually pedicabs around town.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be specific, but it looks as though some of them will actually pick you up at certain locations in downtown area and take you to another location.
Well, we'll have to try that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did the Segway,
mm-hmm.
which was fabulous.
Yeah.
But it's really nice when you're with somebody who really knows the trail and the history,
mm-hmm.
and not only are you seeing beautiful scenery, you're getting a glimpse into the Shasta County and the Reading history.
Mm-hmm. And so. I see them. You know, what's fun, too, is when we have movies in the park, quite often when it's in close proximity, when the parks, they show up quite often to watch the movies. They'll set up their pedicabs and drop the tops, and they sit in them to watch the movie.
Oh.
It, one of the comments in here off the chat says that I'm sure the children would enjoy something like this, too. You put young kids in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so hands, I always tell Hands of Light. Oh, is that something?
It just means Hands of Light. They're talking about massages,
was
I think, down there.
Was original title of Enjoy?
Oh, that was one of the things you asked us at break was the name of Enjoy. That was an interesting thing. Enjoy is, obviously, people have heard the story many times about how it was started, but Enjoy originally was not one of our first picks.
Or our favorite.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
I'll have to say, for me, it was one of my favorite, but for most of the group, it was not. And I don't really remember.
We had like three or four different titles that we were kind of voting on. And
what was the leader until Enjoy took over?
Well, we couldn't decide. We couldn't
decide. I can't
remember. And I think we were voting on the titles, and we kept coming up with a tie. I think one of them was Fresh.
Oh, Fresh.
One of them, I can't remember the other, The Real North State or something like that. But when it all came down to it, we all kind of said, well, I'd rather have Enjoy than that, you know. So
it was a compromise.
Yeah, it was a compromise, but it worked, and it was
Enjoy
perfect.
Is much better than The Real North State.
Oh, uh-huh. Perfect.
Yeah. No, it worked out again. It was partly brainstorming, partly serendipitous, for sure. And then it worked out, because then, now it's the big thing where we just think it's the funniest thing in the world. But I really enjoy your magazine. If I could just have a drum next to me. Ba-dum-bum.
And then I always tell the writers, you need to make sure the story's enjoyable. So,
okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We've got Enjoy Magazine in sharing with us their issue this month. Join us after these messages. On KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media. January 3rd, 2011. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road. Free. That's right, free. Dish TV. Doug Tooley has rebates for this month. So you can get free HD TV this month and maybe next month. That's 100 channels and HD. So see Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. He does great work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Hey, our guest today, James Posada, Rhonda Ball, Enjoy Magazine.
And we're talking about the January issue. What is next?
There's another great article in here that's called The Powder Puffs, Mount Shasta Ski Team.
Oh.
It's a great layout. I love the photos. Amy did a wonderful job on this.
And Brett took great pictures, and Brett and his son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it basically talks about the really great ski team that we have at Mount Shasta, that is Robert Baker, who is the head coach. And in there it just talks about, you know, what their passion is and what they do for the kids. And when they say kids, it goes like all the way down, I believe, from like 8 and up. Even parents and adults can get involved. They have different segments that they get you in depending on what your skill levels are. But there's a really very clear portion of it that's called, or that actually outlines the programs that they offer there, and how much it costs and what the dates are. So, it would be a really great family event. You could do it as a family and divide everybody up into whatever categories they need to be. It's really about safety, but then also some of the higher-end classes talk about really getting you involved and trained and skilled, and then you can actually compete in races. So it's a great article.
And plus, we just are really into, after being in the snow for the last 2 or 3 days, it's so invigorating. This year, we really want to do the ski park and take classes and go up there. I mean, after not skiing for 15 or 20 years, it'd be great. So get involved. Pick up an issue of Enjoy and check out what's happening with the puff. What are they called? The
the article is called Powder Puffs.
Powder Puffs.
Yeah.
So, Mount Shasta Ski Team is the name of the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We have some incredible articles. I see there's stuff on McLeod.
Mm-hmm. There's lots. Yeah, there's four stories from Siskiyou County in this
Old Mill House, plus the guy, I can't remember his name, the guy who's a historian up there.
Yep.
Which gives you great history. I know that when we just drove through there, we were looking at Dunsmuir and thinking about different places, and so you have a lot of things in your articles, in your magazines every month that really go in depth about historical things. And I know you've got something else. Let's talk about the Enjoy Store gift card.
Okay, yeah. It's actually not a gift card for the Enjoy Store, though. That's something that we're working on. We have a new product that's launched by Enjoy Magazine, a sister product called Enjoy the Savings. And what it is a beautiful little book that's shrink-wrapped. It's $20. Inside of it is a credit card that you put in your wallet, and what you do is you use it around town and within the North State for discounts. A lot of the businesses inside give two promotions. The first one is a buy one, get one free or half off, and then after you've used the card that first time for the big savings, they mark the card, and then the next time they know you've been in, you get an additional savings every time you use the card for the 2011 calendar year. What we do have, though, is we sell them in the store and we'll sell them in other locations, but the real big thing that we're doing with these at $20, it's a great gift to give somebody because it gives all year long.
Wow.
But depending on who you buy it through, $10 of that $20 will go to help charities around town. Right now, Police Officers Association, chaplains, there are a variety of them that are participating. So what I'm even to ask right now, if you are part of an organization that thinks that this is something that you might be able to get your organization to use or sell, there is the opportunity to make $10 every time you sell one of the books. And so I know that, for instance, my son sold, or their school sold candy this year, and I found out that they made $2 a box. And that's great, but you just have to sell a lot of candy to make up some money. And at $10, you know, we're really giving quite a bit back to the community with these. And it's a no-brainer in the sense that you know, it's not necessarily a coupon book that you have to carry around and tear things out and that. It's a card that you keep in your wallet and you just present it at one of the businesses that participates. And there's over, I think, like there's 124 businesses in the 2000 book. And you can actually join, your business can join. It wouldn't be in the book for this year, but it'll be added to the website. So
we can find out more information about that through the Enjoy magazine and going into the store and talking to somebody who's very, very knowledgeable. We have a few minutes left. Closing thoughts, another article. It's your time.
You know, we have our What's in Store feature every month that we talk about somebody that we highlight that we're featuring in the store. This month we are featuring Bruce Greenberg and his woodwork, which is just staggering. His abilities are unbelievable. His tables that he has in the store are phenomenal. They're just so unique and beautiful. So that's who we're featuring this month. Come in, take a look, you know, come see what's going on in the store and some of the things that we've gotten since the holidays. And thank you for everybody that came in and bought things at the store. We really appreciate
you coming in and experiencing it. My sister and brother-in-law loved everything that was in that box.
Yeah, you guys came in and built a box.
It was easy to do. You know, it's again, we're out of time.
Thanks, James.
This is obviously something that should be done more often.
Yeah.
We'll try to work on that. James Posada and Rhonda Ball, and thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy Magazine. You know, it is, I wish you could have seen all the comments in here, how everybody said what a great magazine it is, how beautiful it is, how the photography is super, and the store and everything. I mean, there was not one negative.
Well, thank you for that.
Nothing negative, not even close to being negative in our
chat
room there.
I appreciate that.
We love that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you. We'll see you guys
That's
soon.
Right. And join Linda and I after the break. Our guest is Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's January the 3rd, 2011. Wow, 2011. 605-4567 is our phone lines. They seem to be popping right now. And you can also tune in at KCNR1460.com on your computer, and you can chat with us at the same time. We're already getting a bunch of questions for our guest, Silas Lyons, but let's go to the phones first. Elizabeth, you're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're peachy. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, I'm just calling in to let the listeners know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, we meet at the South Bonneview Baptist Church at 6 o'clock every Monday night, so they can plug in any time. And we're going to really start to look at some local issues. We're going to get our members involved in projects. We're going to have them do a lot of research on issues such as the Charter City. There's a lot of issues with national monuments in the western United States, most specifically Siskiyou County. So we're going to be delving into that as well. And also we've been touching on that on our radio show on Sunday mornings. And yesterday, which was our first two-hour show, we spent the entire 2 hours talking to Mike Adams and Danielle Lindler out of Siskiyou County about the national monuments and the attempt to take 1,000 square miles of public land from the taxpayers up there. So I encourage people to come out and get informed. It's going to be a few months of solid learning and delving into some of these issues that are going to affect us all.
Hey, and I also want to congratulate you all for expanding your show. You now have a two-hour show on Sundays from 8 till 10 in the morning.
We had no problem filling the 2 hours.
Well, I didn't think you would. There's enough things going on that you all are involved in that you should be able to do that. Between water
Absolutely.
Rights, personal rights, individual
yeah.
rights, monuments, you know, just a number of things.
And if I could touch on one other thing real quick. You know, you had asked me last week about the library issue. And I had to plead ignorance because I had taken a couple of days off during the holidays. And so I've done a little research on that. And it's interesting to me because I've always maintained that as we get deeper and deeper into the financial issues of this country, which ultimately affect every single one of us and the growth of government, we're all going to find common ground, whether we're on the left or the right, whether we're liberal or conservative. And I personally find it fascinating that the North State Tea Party Alliance and the ACLU have come together.
I think it's good. I think it was interesting myself. That's why we brought it up.
I really do. I mean, I think you can really put a positive spin on that because they're First Amendment rights, and that's an issue for everybody, no matter how you vote.
And that's who our guest is today, Silas Lyons. We're going to be talking to him right after this break about First Amendment rights, about paper, about the local paper, how important that is, and talking about how he just censored me today. Silas Lyons, that's right, censored. He provided censorship today.
I provided censorship.
You provoked me
like
with
that.
Censorship.
That's very communist.
Yeah,
I will provide you with what says that. Never you worry. I'll be here to provide
my freedom
you.
Of reading today, and we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lundebach, Free Fire Radio.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is January the 3rd, 2011. It looks like it's about 30 degrees out there today, but it's going to warm up to about 50. It's going to be sunshiny all day. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard. What a great place. Just a short time out of Palo Cedro. It's before you get to Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance. If you've been up there, you will enjoy it. The food is just outstanding. I can't say enough about it. Our guest today, Silas Lyons.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Silas. You know, here you are, first show of the year, and we're starting off with the editor of the only paper in Reading. The only daily, the only paper in Reading.
The only daily newspaper in Reading.
And so you start off my year.
Well,
right at the beginning.
Carl, before you now I know the woodshed is waiting for me, but can you hold that for just a second?
Okay.
Before you do that. And I'm not doing this to head you off the woodshed. I'm happy to go there with
you.
But I do want to say, because you were kind enough to ask me on for your first show of the year, as well as you guys are celebrating, recently celebrated your first year in business doing this. So I just want to take note of that. I want to say congratulations, because having started a business with my wife, actually, myself, and gone through that process, I know that few things are as hard won as a first year in business for yourself. So congrats.
Well, Silas, thank you very much. We've had a lot of support from the people here in the community.
Including you.
Including you all.
And you and the paper.
Love to see you guys as local voices, really.
I mean, I have to say, we have to tell our listeners that if we hear something, you're approachable. So Carl will call you and say, Silas, did you know about? Did you hear about? And there can be a conversation. And I think that's so important in a community to be able to have the leaders of a community. Come on, let's face it. You head up the paper. So, you know, it's important to be able to, like I said, have open dialogue and have people who are reachable, such as the sheriff and the police chief and so many of our people that are, that's what's great about this community. So with what you've said, thank you. And in return, we know how hard you work at being accessible and listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Now that everybody's nice and warm and fuzzy here.
All right.
Let me get out the fire hose here.
Let's go.
Prickly City. What happened to Mallard Fillmore? You've got Doonesbury, which people on the left-hand side rub all over their bodies every day, and we've got a Prickly City. What is that?
Prickly City. So have you ever, so Carl, have you read Prickly City?
I've read the first one here. Right. For too long, the group has been ostracized, vilified, marginalized. It's time to stop. He's talking about the poor, right? Bankers! So he's taking the banker side, right?
He's... Well, I don't know. You have to see where the strip goes for the rest of the week.
Okay,
One of the differences between Prickly and Mallard, and Prickly is it's created, drawn by Scott Stantis, and it is they each have their taglines, and the syndicate folks come around and sell these. This one is billed as the conservative answer to the liberal media. So the idea of the strip is it's done, you know, kind of how Doonesbury will actually try to tell a story over the course of
right.
a week. That's how Prickly City works too. So
okay.
you read it one day, you got to kind of it'll play itself out over the course of the week.
All right, we'll give it.
Carmen is basically a character. She's the main character. She's basically a character designed to drive liberals crazy because she is this sweet little female Latina girl who lives in the desert with this her pal, this coyote pup, who is sort of has these wild ideas and tends to be kind of out there. And Carmen is a conservative / libertarian who is constantly kind of hauling Winslow back in from his wild flights of fancy and illogic. So that's the basis of the strip.
Sounds like us.
It's cute.
It's an intelligent, mm-hmm. strong, Latina, conservative, beautiful woman, which means that she has no chance. Is that right? She has no chance with
the
media.
Well, I'm hoping she'll have a chance with you, Carl.
Oh, she might have a chance with us.
All right.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. Is it going to be in the Sunday?
It is going to be in Sunday.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that what you said? One more thing?
That's the one more thing. Now have an answer to Doonesbury on Sunday.
Okay. Then, you know, I'll just reserve judgment here.
All right.
Silas, the state of printed media,
yeah.
what do you see this year happening? There's been a steady downturn in people reading, and, you know, the magazines, papers, everything. What do you see happening this year?
Well, I tell you what I see happening is interesting. It's encouraging, and it's in its own way, it's a little bit of a threat. And maybe we've just got used to thinking about threats because our business has been sort of under siege for the past few years. But what's happening right now is that this year, financially, was not that bad in a year for newspapers. And in a lot of ways, we got to take a little bit of a breather, because we'd been through these steep declines in, you know, the money coming in the door. We'd seen a lot less advertising, and we'd seen circulation declining over time, and we were getting used to tightening our belts. We tightened them about as much as we thought we could, and then all of a sudden, we got a little bit of a breather. I mean, if you look at even our company's stock, which is based on newspapers and television stations, the EW Scripps company, you know, the stock has been doing okay. And for the newspaper, you haven't seen us reducing the way that we were for a while. I mean, we haven't been cutting back in the paper. We've been making changes that we think improve the paper. We've actually brought on a couple of fellows, six month interns, who are full time in the newsroom. reporting stories and working on the news who weren't there before. So that's two new full-time people right now for 6 months that we have in the newsroom. So as far as like where we are at this moment in time, the other thing that's happened is that really the decline in circulation seems to have leveled off. And so we've hit this point where we're sort of like, you know, it's looking a little better at the moment. At the same time, we're seeing our online audience just continue to grow tremendously. So overall, we're reaching more people than we ever have.
Well, we have a lot of people online too, and I get that. So yeah. Not to interrupt, continue with that thought.
Well, so here's where I'm going with that. The danger is, I don't think a lot of the fundamental things that threaten print as a medium are gone. I think we've gotten a little bit of a chance to breathe. I think if we get too comfortable and we say, okay, cool, we made it, we got through the hard times, print's going to be here forever, you know, long live the old way of doing things, we are going to find ourselves very quickly, probably in a year or two, back in the same sort of situation, only worse. And so, you know, one of the things that I think those of us in the business have got to push really hard, because we believe in local journalism, is we've got to push to get through this. Sometimes, you know, you guys know this, when things start to go well is the hardest time to motivate anybody. And so as things start to go a little better, we really got to stay vigilant, because a lot of the same things are out there. Technology's still changing. The advertising business is still changing. It's still a very, very tough environment to be doing old media. So you've got, you know, I mean, we've made some good progress, and I think that's one of the things we're focused on.
Well, we've got to take a break here, but you're right. We have to, you have to go out in new ways. And, you know, this weekend we were watching people with their iPads, and that right there, right.
That's how they're reading their books.
That's where they're getting information.
I have a question to ask you when we come back. I'm sure it's on a lot of people's lips as well. And we're right here on KCNR Live with Silas Lyons in the new year. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:23 in the morning.
Currently 32 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 54.
And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road, 244-1988. Dish Satellite, it has rebates. You can get it free, HDTV free. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. For a short period of time, call him, 244-1988.
Our guest this morning is Silas Lyons. The man in charge of the Record Searchlight. What is your official title?
Let me demote myself a little bit here. I'm the man in charge of the Record Searchlight newsroom.
Okay.
Which is, so Shauna Cannon is still the woman in charge of the Record Searchlight.
Okay, so you are in charge of the newsroom. Before I ask you this question, give us a typical day of when you come into the paper and how many people are actually in the newsroom and what your job is.
Okay, sure. In the morning, we start out at about 6 a.m. with somebody in the newsroom. So that's when you really start to see Reading.com ramp up with breaking news alerts. So anything that came in over the night, something that happened between, because basically somebody's there until about 1 a.m. So our downtime, if you will, is between about 1 and 6. So at 6 a.m., somebody is checking to see what happened overnight, if there was something that we didn't get called on in the middle of the night. And then everybody else starts to come in the next couple of hours after that, which is when I arrive. And to be quite honest with you, on a day-to-day basis, if I'm not there, everything runs probably better. So it doesn't require. We've got a bunch of experienced professionals in the room. They get things going on their own. Generally, reporters are coming in, and we have reporters on beats.
But you have to manage that portion of the newspaper.
Well, and we yes,
and the people
absolutely
that
over time
and,
and it's about right now because we have because our paper is actually designed and output in Corpus Christi, Texas, so we don't have those people aren't here in Reading. So the people who are here in Reading are just reporting and writing and taking video and pictures and getting that stuff into the paper and online. And there are about 22 total right now doing that. So. So over the course of the day, I mean, you know, depending on who's off that day, that's about how many people you have in the room coming in and out, sometimes out on stories, that sort of thing.
So
we check in twice a day. We have a 10 o'clock morning meeting and a 3 o'clock afternoon meeting to talk about the news of the day and talk about the next day's paper.
All right, so I need to get clear here. So the front page, the layout of the front page is done in Corpus Christi, and you fill in headlines with, like this morning, the OxyContin pills. This is a local headline. Why is it, and this is what I hear from so many people, and I feel the same way. I am looking at the front paper, and I'm not seeing one headline that makes me feel good. It's all crap. I mean, it's serious, but there's nothing positive. And as we start our day out, this is like doom and gloom. How come, why is that so prominent in news media, in print?
Well, there is a long, long history of that question, and it's certainly something that's been discussed throughout my career. Newspapers have even tried before to say, you know what, we're going to have one bright story a day. So every day on the front page, and they even label it, they'll say, you know, this is our bright story for the day. Doing that alone, what that will do is it'll mean that some stories will get onto the front page that weren't all that well written or that were not all that compelling, because we got the bright spot. You can imagine this in a daily meeting, you know, if you're going day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What's for the bright spot tomorrow? So what's the art in the middle of the page? What's our bright spot? What's our this? What's our that? And it becomes very perfunctory. Our goal really has been to cover this community all the way around. To cover the things that are good that happen in the community, and when they are of great importance and import, that we cover them very prominently. And then we do pick some things that we feature more prominently than we normally would for the news value. I mean, the Adopt-A-Family program through December, we write about Adopt-A-Family over and over and over and over again. I know that the folks at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service feel like we're really strong partners of theirs in helping to make that program work because of what we do. But for the most part, we look out at the community and we say, what's going on in the community? What do you need to know? What do you need to know to be a citizen here and to take action about things? And a lot of those are not necessarily happy news. I mean, you do need to know about the extent of our drug problem if you live in this community.
Absolutely.
And you need to know the nature of it. I hate to take us too seriously, but I think that our role as the newspaper of record in the community is that we have to really be using news judgment on a case-by-case basis. So saying, because we do run positive stories on the front page all the time, so saying that we're going to do that every single day so that we don't have a day with all negative news on the front page would be sort of trying to put the news into a box that it doesn't always fit. And we haven't tried to do that.
I just really wanted to hear, and I'm sure our listeners too, the explanation of somebody in your position of why that is.
Yeah.
And I do very happy to hear that you're reporting the OxyContin, and we hear about it on the street, and here it is again, the first of the year, being probably the number one drug problem on the street as it is. So here it is, front pager about drug seizures, how they're up, OxyContin pills, crimes are soaring. And
marijuana seizures have gone down.
Oh.
It's probably because they all have recommendations. Don't get me started. Okay, we're going to take a break.
By the way, Shasta DUI wrecks drop.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay, when we come back from our break, we want to get into, when we start talking investigative journalism, and we're talking about a lot of changes going on here. I want to see what you think about the future here on our political side. The DA has just come in and is already making changes.
All right.
Okay. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Silas Lines of the A Record Searchlight, their spokesman and main brain. Join us after these messages. Well, Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 1460, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, January 3rd, 2011, the first show of the year. 605-4567. I know that y'all are so engaged on the internet, but you need to give us a call, too, now and then. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, and if you are a veteran, they will give you a discount. That's right, a discount. This is Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there. You're not going to get styled. You're not going to get hair dried. You're not going to get any of that. This is a barbershop. You know what? That type of haircut you have, Silas, would fit in there perfectly. You ought to go on down there. Tell them.
All right.
All right.
I know exactly where it is.
That's right.
In fact, they used to cut my father-in-law's hair.
There you go. Man's last stronghold. All right.
No, let's go to the phones. John. John, good morning. You are on KCNR. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Linda.
Happy Carl. New Year.
And Silas, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Listen, I enjoyed your very optimistic column that you wrote the other day. I think it was the Sunday paper that it was published in.
Yeah.
You wrote it on the 31st, I believe. And I was really kind of disappointed in the negativism that it was received with. It's too bad. We have a lot of curmudgeons on the old RS blogs, but I enjoyed the optimistic outlook.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I mean, as far as the way that things are received, I've learned after writing for publication for quite a while that you know, people are a lot like me. They react to things through their own biases and their own filter. And if somebody's writing about, hey, you know, there are some signs of improvement in the world, and I'm going to choose to be optimistic for 2011. Let's hope it goes great. And you've been out of a job for a year or so. You're probably thinking, hey, you know, this guy's got sand between his ears. So that's, you know, I don't take that too personally, but I do appreciate your comment.
Okay, now I have a question for you.
All right.
There seems to be a real lack of serious reporting on local issues, and I'm going to bring up some examples that. There is some vetting that needs to be done on the companies that have been proposed to move into Stillwater. One of them in particular, and I'm not going to get into names on the radio right now, but I've talked to the CEO of the alleged company and found some real shakiness in his background. I don't think there's being any vetting process done at City Hall. They're just kind of trying to push this thing through to get some occupancy in Stillwater for the purposes of making it look like it's less of a boondoggle. I think some serious investigation needs to go into this, and it seems like your staff is short and there's not a lot of investigation going on. Can you comment on that?
Oh, sure. We have to choose our stories when it comes to doing big investigative stories. There's no question about that, and I think you would find that to be true for most American newspapers, even larger than us, especially at this point in time. But really, really always, we've always had to kind of make decisions about where we should put our resources, what we should go after. We're fortunate enough, as I was saying a little earlier, to have a couple of new folks and a couple of new faces in our newsroom right now, helping to carry some of that burden and to free up some of our other folks. But that said, you know, folks are still pretty busy. They're writing on average one or two stories a day. And so the reality is that you really have to choose. If you're going to take somebody, you're going to put them on something for a full week. You got to know that it's going to go somewhere. It's going to have an impact in the community.
Can I ask an adjunct to that question real quick? Because I know that I'm going to get cut off time-wise. I have a tendency to go over. Do you have funding available for independent freelance articles of a local nature to be made to the Record Search? And are you looking for any of that input?
Yes, we absolutely have funding for freelance. We're one of the biggest freelance. I would venture to guess we're one of the largest freelance buyers of freelance journalism in the region, and we have a monthly account for it that we use more liberally now than we used to. So there's definitely that. We do expect
that should be submitted to.
Sure, Carol Ferguson,
okay.
cferguson@reading.com.
Gotcha.
But we do work for the most part, unless we're working with somebody who we're buying opinion columns or something. If we're working with somebody who's writing for the main part of the paper, we expect a journalism background and the ability
exactly.
to show that they write for a living, that that's professional.
You know, I think you've got a real tough battle going and an uphill climb. I hope you can keep a printed paper in Reading. It's important to us, and I believe it's important to the community. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you.
All right, thanks, John. Hey, we've got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Silas Lines, editor of the Record Searchlight. Join us after these messages. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 3rd, 2011. That's rockin'.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by T&B. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's cold out there. It's 32 degrees. Go there and get your coffee. Get your snacks. Buy your coffee there. Also, great walk-in humidor to Backbone Brew, Joe and Shelley. I just wish them the happiest new year. They've done so much for our community. They have supported our veterans.
Our guest today is Silas Lyons from the Record Search Life, and we are so happy to have you. And let's go to the phones. Nick.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
We heard the show Friday was fabulous.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you guys on a new level now. You know, it seemed like duck soup until I did it myself.
It always seems easy until the microphone is pointing at you.
Yeah, I always tell people you can wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can do a dissertation on anything, but you get me in front of the microphone on the air there, and you know, it's a whole different dynamic. But it was a lot of fun, and I think we covered some interesting topics. And I just appreciate you entrusting me with your show on Friday. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Bad Bob said you did a great job.
Ah, great.
Thank you.
Hey, I did want to make one quick comment on the Record Searchlight. I have been, as you know, we're finishing up the Digital Media Innovation Playbook, which will be launched at Blog World. And we looked at a lot of newspapers across the country, and I have to say that if you were to take a look at the checklist of the analog to digital transition that that organizations in general have to make, and certainly when you're selling content, it's even a greater challenge. I think they've done a really good job. I mean, I look at the site and the blogs and the people they've chosen and the dialogue. I have to say it's textbook.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for that, because it really has been, you know, as you probably noticed, it's been one of our primary focuses over the past few years, and we've recognized that that was the direction we had to really take the business. We had to keep doing the fundamentals well. We had to keep printing a good print newspaper, but we really have to be moving the business forward on the digital platforms, and that really, as you obviously know, that moves beyond just the internet. In fact, a lot of people now roll their eyes when you talk about web browsers and PCs, because we're so beyond that. But yeah, it's been a fascinating ride. I really appreciate the kind words.
Well, no, and we have Southwest Airlines, we've got PepsiCo, Ford, Kodak, and you know, we have interviewed and actually have case studies on all of those companies, and these are really the true thought leaders in the space. And you know, you guys have really, as I said, you've gone through all those. I, as you know, it's a moving target, and you know, what applies today doesn't apply, you know, 4 or 5 months from now. But you know, certainly, yeah, you guys have done a wonderful job.
Hey, Nick, thanks so much for your phone call, and thanks for sitting in for us.
My pleasure.
I think we're going to see you today or tomorrow. I know.
Yeah,
thanks,
we will.
Thanks, Nick, and I'd like to connect off air sometime.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Nick.
All right.
Okay, let's go to line two. Vicki, you are on live.
Good morning,
KCNR, 1460.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hi,
Vicki.
How are you?
Good. Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Hi. How are you doing, Vicki?
Good. Hey, happy new year and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Vicki. We had a great time getting to know you and Bill, and we gave our snowmobile story this morning.
Good. We heard you. We're first-time listeners, but we really enjoyed your stories. It's great.
Well, we had a great time this weekend, and I tell you, when he tried to make the side turn,
yes,
it was probably one of the high points when he found out that they just don't do that.
Well, Vicki and I mean, I told her I laughed so hard because, you know, they felt like they got a snowmobile where they were, the two of them, and there was only the two of us couples that were on a snowmobile. The rest were singles, but we had such a great time in front of you and behind you and going over the moguls and just seeing us fly all over the place was really funny.
I was having a hard time staying on that thing. I kept flying off, and Bill said, "Are you leaning with me?" And I'm like, "How can I lean with you when I can't even stay on the snowmobile?" And Linda, I got to say, you are very humble about your shooting, your trap shooting.
Oh.
I got to let everybody know, she was a Annie Oakley out there. She was beating all the men.
I had a good time. I've never done it before, so it was really empowering. I said, "Carl, I think this could be a new, a new hobby."
Yes, definitely.
Well, it was great meeting you, and thanks so much. And, you know, well, I hope you guys...
You are great sports.
put us on your, what do you want to call it? When you
your Harley ride.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll definitely go for a Harley ride. Sounds great.
And save us on your computer, because you can always listen to us live while you're doing your emails in the morning.
Good, good. Well, thank you, guys. Have a nice day. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Thanks okay. very much for, right. for listening and calling. Okay. You know, really great people, really nice people. Okay, speaking
Bill
of nice people, here's Silas.
Well, you.
All right. Hey, Silas.
And by the way, I'm terrible trap shooters.
Yes, she was good enough that I'm going, I think I'll announce myself coming through the doors. you know, Silas, we just got like a minute before we take this next break. But you said one of the big things that print media is facing is advertising. Mm-hmm. And everybody's having a problem with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what has happened with the growth of digital media is just a ton of information flying at all of us every day, and it's coming from everywhere, right? So advertising, which there used to be a few primary streams. There was the radio, there was television, there was the newspaper, and it was very simple for advertisers too. So I don't think the new world is necessarily good for advertisers. In fact, I think it's very scary for advertisers. They're trying to figure out as well, how do I cut through the clutter? How do I reach people? And for media, that's been a big problem, too, is trying to figure out how do you put together. It's not as simple anymore to say for us, hey, we'll sell you a we'll sell you a quarter page ad in the Record Searchlight. Your cash register will ring. And you know, and generally it still does. But in the future, if you imagine a future where print is only part of our business, the other side of that is you've got to be able to sell them something on the internet that's going to make the cash register ring just the same. And that has been a real challenge. I mean, there have been certain things that have worked really well, and we've been obviously trying to sell more of those. But it's not all the way there yet. The internet has got to be figured out as a means of actually earning money for businesses. And if I sound like an old-fashioned capitalist, I mean, this is really a capitalism question. This is, can we figure out a way that the market drives the money into our organization so we can fund journalism? And that's the bottom line that we've got to figure out. It's not figured out yet.
You see the state supporting journalism?
I sure hope not. I sure hope not.
There's been bills introduced.
Horrible, horrible idea. I'm completely unambiguous about that. I think the media has got to stay independent. I mean, if you look back to the 19th century when newspapers were basically just an organ of whoever owned them. And there was no advertising model, so there was basically it was just that person and their friends, right? They would push their agenda. What advertising brought to us was a very broad base of people who gave us money, and we didn't have to bow down to any one of them. We could have our biggest advertiser walk in the door and say, "You run that story, I'll quit." And the publisher, any publisher with integrity, would say, "I'm sorry to hear that." And that's the way it's got to be. If the government starts supporting us, you run that story, or we pull your support.
Well, they run
a business on government. You hold that story. Pull your support. A business on.
Okay, we got to take a break here, but then we look at public broadcasting, and those that are in direct competition to that's taking government support, taking government money, and you got George Soros out there paying for reporters for NPR.
Currently 8:51, 33 degrees. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist intern.
Down, down, you can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's January the 3rd, 2011.
Happy New Year.
Hey, our first show in this year. And our guest is Silas Lyons from the Record Searchlight. Glad to have you aboard this first day of this, our first broadcast of this first Monday of this new year.
Yeah.
An honor to be here. Well. It really is.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys, and I enjoy being here, and it is nice to be here.
Nick Webb was sat in with us on Friday, and there's just all kinds of chats that go in and out in the last 2 hours, and sometimes the chatters talk amongst themselves. But this morning, Nick, if you're listening, John said thank you for the book, so you must have given away some books. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking all things with print and where we're heading in the future, and we've talked about so many things.
You know, one of the things we talked about was people that write the on the blogs or the comments.
Right, threads.
And the threads on the comments and how it has, in many cases, it has caused, it's nasty, it's, I can almost say evil things being said about people. Mm-hmm. You've gotten, since then, there's been people that, in fact, have refused to talk to your reporters. Because not especially your articles, but all the comments about it. Now, I may be wrong about that, but that's, you know, that's what I understand on a couple of people.
It's a couple, yeah. I mean, it's a couple of people out
right.
of out of the thousands of people we talked
right.
to every
but
year.
It's,
right,
but it was, but the you know, and the whole thing about it is, which to me is, I think is the heart of this, the crux of it is the anonymity of people saying these horrible things, and it's not everybody by any means, because you can learn a lot by following the threads, but there is a great deal of animosity.
Right. Well, you know, the comments are something that we are actually doing a lot of work with right now. But let me give you a couple of statistics that I've found interesting. There are more than 3,000 banned accounts on Reading.com. So that's cases where we have gone in and we have banned somebody from using our site because they behaved badly in some way. And the rules are basically, you know, you got to be civil. You're supposed to be civil. You're supposed to stay on topic. And you're not supposed to use a lot of bad language. Actually, you know, most bad language will get you dumped immediately. So, and it's not much more complicated than that. But we've had to ban a number of people over the years. We also have...
Is that just 3,000 nom de plumes? Or is that people?
Those are names.
Yeah,
okay,
so you could have a thousand names.
You could have people who had come back, definitely, and we know that that's happened in some cases. But that's it's a good general rule of thumb guide that there's a lot. What I tell people that for is to realize that there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Reading.com and you say, oh wow, you know, nobody's watching over this thing. This is ridiculous. There's actually a lot of work being done all the time. So each time that somebody says suggest for removal, a real person in our newsroom sees that and reviews it. And that happens with we have a little over 2,000 commenters, different people each month, and about 1%, a little over 1% of them have comments suggested for removal in any given month. So just my perspective is it's really easy with comments to zero in on the one really awful comment. The fact is there's a lot of fairly civil conversation going on there. It's really become a community gathering place. So we want to be careful about how we mess with that. One of the things about anonymity is that, and this is a real practical matter, you can think of it what you will, but an awful lot of our traffic comes during the workday. Those people, where do you think they're logging in?
From the government offices and the city hall.
Not necessarily government, but they're logging in from somewhere where somebody is paying them to work. Now, should they be doing that? I don't know.
I've heard that 90%.
That's one reason not to.
90% come from your newsroom.
90%.
Come from the newsroom. Just kidding.
That was just a joke. That would be my management problem. Yeah.
Hey, we're getting ready to leave here. Silas, we want to have you back on again here soon and talk a little bit more, because I really want to get into the internet media and the huge impact it's having on everybody. You're carrying an iPad. A lot of people carrying iPads. Hey, this is Carl Lindbot. Hey, today at noontime, we kick off Alana Burke at 12 noon.
Starts today.
And we've got a lot of other surprises this week. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.